Louise McSharry on 2FM.
It is time for us to do How to Be an Adult. And guys, is there a more adult subject than health insurance? It is an absolute minefield. It is so confusing. Like, even whether you need it or not seems to be something that confuses people. So I thought today we would get to the bottom of it. Dermot Good is a health insurance expert at TotalHealthCover.ie, and he is here to give us some guidance. Hello, Dermot.
Good morning, Louise.
So am I right in saying that health insurance is a confusing minefield?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that a lot of people dread. Unfortunately, there's like 350 different plans out there for people to choose from, you know. So for a lot of people, the prospect of going through all those plans and trying to pick out the right one and then trying to understand what's covered and what's not covered. And yeah, a lot of people, and this is what a lot of people do, they put it off and because they just don't want to do it. And then Louise, they end up, even for those who have it, they end up paying way too much for the cover that they have. So there's a lot of people out there, I suppose, who don't have cover and they rely on the public system. A lot of people would like health insurance, but it's just not affordable. And then we have a lot of people who have cover and they're way overinsured, or they're paying maybe double what they should be paying. So yeah, it is, to quote exactly what you said, it's an absolute minefield for people.
Can we start with then whether people need health insurance?
Yeah, and you know, this comes up all the time. And even, you know, even when we had loads of money back in 2008, supposedly, like only half the population ever had private health insurance. So it's really a personal choice. So, for example, we boil it down to two things, access and choice. So, for example, if I want to make sure that if I get sick, that I can get whatever treatment it is, whether it's elective treatment or something routine, if I want to make sure I can get that straight away, that I don't have to wait 6 or 8 months to get that, well, that's one of the primary reasons why people take out cover, because they can go to whatever private hospital they want. They don't go near the public system. They go to a GP who will send you to a specialist, and the first question they'll ask you is, do you have health insurance? So that's the main reason why people take it out. Now, the other reason includes things like, well, some people, you know, they want to go to specific hospitals and they don't want to share, they want a private room, or they want to be able to pick their consultant. And for a lot of people now who are busy work-wise or, you know, with other commitments, they want to be able to pick the time of when they go in. So in other words, they want to decide when they're going to get this treatment done to suit family and work commitments. So there are other reasons why people take it out. But then you have the other cohort who, you know, a lot of young people, you know, money is tight and health insurance is not cheap. And also, you know, a lot of young people are in very good health and they don't see themselves getting sick and they have other priorities and they're quite happy to rely on the public system. Now, one myth actually, Louise, just to get this out of the way, because we come across this all the time. A lot of people who don't have health insurance think that the public system is free. And unfortunately, it's not free. You have to pay €80 for every night you're in that public system. So every person in the country, unless you have a medical card, everybody is on the hook for €800 anyway through the public system. And I suppose what I always say to people is, well, look, if you're on the hook for €800 anyway, well, you know, there's decent health insurance plans out there for €800-900 that will cover you in every public hospital, but also the private hospitals like the Hermitage, you know, or the Beacon Hospital, or the Sports Clinic and the Bon Secours and all those private hospitals. But it is a personal choice. And another thing, Louise, I would say is that, you know, it's funny, the Irish psyche, we get a lot of young people coming to us who will say, right, mum and dad aren't going to pay for me anymore, but they've basically told me I must go out and buy health insurance because I've always had the cover. So they'll buy it because their parents basically are making them buy it. But if your parents or if your family has never had health insurance, you know, then you wouldn't really, I suppose, that wouldn't be a motivation to buy the cover. So there's a mix there, but only half the population have the cover right now anyway.
Yeah, well, I suppose I could give an example of that. I was 32 when I was diagnosed with cancer and I went to the doctor for 9 months in the lead up to being diagnosed to try and figure out what was wrong with me. I knew something was wrong with me, but I didn't know what. And I ended up going to a consultant. And in the end, what I needed was a scan to get a diagnosis, and I didn't have health insurance because I was 32 and that's not what I wanted to spend my money on at the time, and I had to wait and wait and wait, and eventually got so sick while waiting for the scan that I was hospitalized, and so I got a diagnosis that way. But if I had had health insurance, I could have had that scan immediately and I would have had my diagnosis immediately and I could have started treatment immediately. Now for me, for the type of cancer that I had, that wasn't super detrimental, but in other cases it might not be. And you know, you can get sick at any age really, can't you?
Louise, you can, and that's exactly it. Like I before COVID, dare I mention it? I mean, I used to do presentations all around the country to, you know, young groups in terms of young age profile and retired groups, and look, exactly that. People can go from never having been to a doctor, and then they get one pain or one ache, and then suddenly the world is turned upside down. And I suppose once again, everybody has a different attitude to risk, and whether we like it or not, the public system was always under pressure even before COVID. So people would wait 3 months for an urgent colonoscopy, an urgent MRI scan, you know, particularly, for example, young people and sports injuries. We get this all the time. So young people and sports injuries, if you've got damaged your cruciate or you have a knee problem or whatever, you know, that's not life threatening. You will go into the public system. They'll do what they can for you there and then, but you could be waiting a year to see a consultant. So really it boils down to, if you want to make sure, and we always, by the way, we always say to people, think of the worst case scenario, because that's really the way you have to look at this. So if you did fall ill, you know, can you afford to pay, let's just say, big excesses if you have a very low level of cover? You know, if you're, for example, living in Lucan and you want to go to the Hermitage Clinic, which is on your doorstep, or the Beacon on the south side or whatever, you know, do you have cover that gives you that? So we always say that to people. And for example, Louise, here's another thing. I mean, and now what's happened with the hospital system, they can't really admit you unless it's medically necessary. So what they'll do now is, if you have a medical problem, exactly as you said, they'll send you for multiple scans and blood tests, and you'll see all kinds of specialists or whatever until they get to the bottom of it, which is absolutely fine. The problem is, though, if you do that privately out of your own pocket, that could cost you, let's just say, 700, 800, 900 euro before you even set foot in hospital. And there are plans now that give you 50-75% back on those expenses. So I suppose we would say to anybody that, look, if you want to make sure that if you fall ill, if the worst case scenario happens, and you don't want to be waiting and you don't want to be a burden on other people or whatever, you want to get it sorted straight away, then really you either have to have a big bank balance, or unfortunately that's where health insurance comes in. And that's why, like, half the people who take out health insurance, it's just because they don't want to wait. That's the primary driver, you know. And exactly as you said, look, young people, and they've other priorities, and I've huge sympathy, because, you know, the money can be tight and health insurance is not cheap. But look, it's a bit like, also we use the analogy, if you're buying a car, you know.
I think we may have lost Dermot there. So what we will do, hello Dermot?
Louise, I think, actually Hi. Louise, sorry,
I lost you there. Yeah,
sorry, there was something on the line just dropped there, but I can hear you now. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. We have you back. So let's...
Perfect, yeah. No, not to listen to the gremlins in the system. No, what...
I think let's talk a little bit about plans then, because I think people find them very confusing. And there may be people who think, yes, I need health insurance, but they start looking and they just go, I don't know what to do. And then there are people, of course, who have insurance plans, but find that the plan that they have actually doesn't cover anything when it comes time for them to need something.
Yeah, and once again, you see, this is the challenge as well, in terms of, I suppose, how much you have to spend on the plan. So we would say to anybody, first of all, who's thinking of joining, how much can you afford to spend on this? And this is where now, like, it gets a little bit tricky, because the entry level plans are about 500 euro per adult. And that's a lot of money, but they are only very basic plans. So they'll only really cover you for public hospitals. We would say to anybody who's thinking of joining, you need to be, if you have a budget, or if you can get up to about 950 to 1,000 euro, which is an awful lot of money. But Louise, now you're covered for public and private hospitals. And just to put this into context, if I have to get a day case procedure, which is basically like, you know, getting a mole removed, getting an injection for, you know, a muscle spasm or something like that, getting a colonoscopy or gastroscopy, so you're in and out in the day, those procedures cost between 1,000 and 1,200 euro. An MRI scan is 200 euro to 500 euro, fully covered by your insurance if you have the right plan. So we would try and encourage people to get up to close to 1,000 euro per year. Now you can go into every public hospital and every private hospital in the country. And to give an example, good plans at that price level, I mean, look, VHI have a plan, let's just say, called the One Plan 250, which is a good value plan that covers public and private hospitals. Leia have a plan that's called the Signify plan. Once again, it does the exact same thing. And Irish Life have a plan called the Benefit plan. Now, Louise, what people should do, like, this is not like car insurance. So people, and once again, the Irish psyche, people will say to me, oh, well, I'll never tell the health insurance company how much I want to spend, because they think it's like car insurance, that they might end up spending more on the plan than if they said nothing. In other words, they think they can negotiate. There is no negotiating on health insurance. The prices of the plans are set. So if you phone up an insurance company and you tell them, I have 950 euro to spend, what is the best plan you can give me for 950? Well, whatever plans they put in front of you, those prices are set. So you're not compromising your negotiating position in any way by telling them what your budget is. In fact, it cuts out a lot of the nonsense. They won't try and upsell you unnecessarily, and they'll know exactly where you're coming from. And if you do that with all three insurance companies, you might end up with four or five plans to choose from. So don't be afraid to, let's just say, tell them exactly what your budget is. But that's the level we would prefer you take out cover at, because what's even more frustrating for consumers is they buy cover, they pay for it, and next thing they get sick, and then they find the cover is, it just doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah.
And then if you upgrade afterwards, you have to wait 2 years. So it's a little bit like what I was saying. If you're buying that car, you know, do you put third party insurance on it or do you put fully comprehensive? And obviously we would encourage people to try and basically put fully comprehensive on it. Think of the worst case scenario. And if you think of that, and if it does happen, and you'd hope it never does, well, at least you have the cover there in place and it'll work for you. And by the way, Louise, health insurance in Ireland covers up to 180 days per year. So people will often say, if I get very seriously ill, no, the system here works very, very well. If you've got the right cover in place, there's no monetary cap. The insurance companies will just pay the bills. So 95-96% of all bills are paid.
Yeah. Okay, Dermot, I'm going to take a little break because there's just a bit of a delay on this line. So we're going to get you back on the phone so that we can talk more naturally. And we also have some questions for you. So if you don't mind hanging on, we'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Perfect.
Just a reminder, if you have a question for Dermot, you can send it in to us. 51552 is the number to text. You can email us as well, louise@rte.ie, and we'll get some specific recommendations from Dermot right after this.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
That is Wild Youth and Champagne Butterflies on 2FM. More Irish music for you. And we are talking to Dermot Good, who is an expert on health insurance. We are so lucky to have him because health insurance is a confusing minefield. There is no doubt about that. Dermot is from totalhealthcover.ie. And Dermot, I reckon we should probably just get stuck into people's questions because we'll probably get loads of information that way, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, so I want to get health insurance for my family, says this person. Mine is up for a review at the end of the month, but my wife has never had it and we have two children under five. Is there a good plan for us?
Yes, there is. Now, I'll tell you what they should do. First of all, anybody with young children under 18, so if they've two children under five, Leia Healthcare have an offer right now where they're giving the second child for free. On a plan called Flex 125 Explore. So what they could do, Louise, they could contact Leia. I don't know what plan they have at the moment, so a little bit blind here, but if they check out a plan with Leia called the, it's called Inspire. Now, I don't know who comes up with these names, but it's called Inspire. It's very good cover. They can put the two adults and the eldest child on that plan and then put the second child on the Flex 125 Explore, and then that child will be free for the next year. So hopefully they'll pay less for the family for the coming year. And I think he's adding his wife as a new member, and that Inspire scheme is really good cover. And actually, Louise, that's one of the plans that gives you money back on their routine expenses. So they'll get 50% back on GP and consultants fees on that type of plan. Really good cover, definitely worth checking out.
And how much, like what kind of money are we talking about there?
Sorry, 1165 per adult for that plan, and then 289 for the eldest child, and then the youngest child is free.
And presumably so you can pay these things monthly.
You can, of course. Yeah. You can pay them monthly by direct debit, and then you can pay annually up front. We always recommend the monthly by direct debit because, look, you know, you spread it over the year and it just makes it just that little bit more affordable.
And you probably just don't feel it as much if you get used to it going out, if you can afford it. If you get used to it going out of your paycheck, you probably don't even notice.
That's what tends to happen if you do it. If you spread it monthly, it's just one of those things and, you know, you hope you never have to use it, but at least it's there.
Yeah. Okay, next up, is there a plan that covers dental work?
There is. Now, this is really interesting, Louise, because anybody, for example, who, let's just say, can't afford private health insurance, but they, you know, they have ongoing outpatient expenses, and that could be dental, it could be optical, it could be GP and physiotherapy and so on. There's some really good plans out there that a lot of people aren't even aware exist. So, for example, there's these cash plans from a company called HSF Health Plan. Now, this company is here about 75, 80 years, right? But most people don't even know about their plans. So anybody who's looking for cover for routine expenses, which, by the way, includes dental, they have a very good plan called the One Scheme 3, okay? And that plan is 515 euro for the year. But here's the thing, Louise, on that plan, you get 450 back on any dental, and it kicks in pretty much straight away. So anybody who's interested in that type of cover, or anybody who wants cover for routine expenses, then that plan with HSF called the One Scheme 3 is definitely worth checking out. And if anybody's having a lot of dental work, okay, and this could be a young person, you know, an older person, somebody who already has health insurance, there's a company called D-Care Dental who are in Ireland. They're based in Claremorris. They have about 15 different dental plans, plans to suit everybody's needs. So they have a brilliant plan, which is called Healthy Smiles Level 4. I think for most people, it's about €350 for the year. But Louise, on that plan, you get like 70% back on your fillings and extractions. Your checkups are fully covered. You get money back, let's just say, on orthodontics and crowns and whatever. It's really, really good cover. And a lot of people don't even know that those plans even exist. And I would say to anybody who might be facing a lot of those bills, just phone up these companies and just tell them exactly what type of treatment you're getting. They'll tell you how much you'll get back. And if you're at least going to get back your premium, don't think twice about it. Just join.
Yeah, that's really good to know, because we've talked a lot about dentistry on the show because I'm personally on my own dental journey. And, you know, money is something that can really put people off having dental work done. And obviously, the more you put it off, the worse things get.
Exactly.
This one says, hi, Dermot. I'm 31, a GAA player and in good health. I've never considered health insurance before, but you've got me thinking. How much should I expect to pay for an above budget plan? That's from Colin.
Yeah, now what I would say to Colin is, and anybody like Colin now, take out one of these corporate plans. Now, straight away, people will go, well, I can't join a corporate plan, or I'm not working in a company scheme. It makes no difference. You can join any plan on the market, and no matter what it's called. And what's good about these corporate plans is they give you 50% back on all your routine expenses, as well as having brilliant hospital cover. So three of the, I suppose, the best plans in the market right now, Louise, one we mentioned already, which is the Inspire scheme with Laya, which is 1165. There's another one with VHI, which is called the PMI 3613, and that's about €1,350. And there's another one, let's just say, with Irish Life, the 4D Health 2, which is €1,360. Now, these plans are expensive, but they are brilliant in terms of the cover and all your routine expenses. So, and by the way, this is something that people miss as well. If, let's just say, Colin has an existing condition, let's just say Colin already has a sports injury and he joins these plans. Okay, he might have to wait a certain period of time before the hospital cover kicks in, but he can get money back on his physiotherapy, his consultants' fees, his x-rays, his acupuncture. All of that benefit will kick in immediately for him. And you can actually download an app onto your phone, and literally he can come out of the physiotherapist, he can take a photograph of his receipt and just put in a couple of details, hit submit. Even I can do this. And basically he'll get 50% back paid straight into his bank account. So I would say to anybody who's, you know, maybe involved in any kind of sports, contact sports, or, you know, even their occupation, maybe where there's a risk of injuries, I would say check out those corporate plans, because they really, really work. They're the three of the best plans in the market right now.
And I suppose the thing is that, like, you are paying, you know, it's expensive, but, like, I know so many people who pay health insurance and they feel like they never get anything for it if they're on kind of one of the less expensive plans. So you might as well, if you can manage it, you might as well pay a little bit more and then actually get something for it, I suppose.
Louise, you're spot on. I mean, here's the thing. The mid-level plans, which an awful lot of people are on, are probably about €200 cheaper than the plans I just mentioned. Mm. But the problem with all those mid-level plans, you don't get any money back on what we call the diagnostics, on the outpatient expenses. And as we said earlier, you can't get into hospital without spending a lot of money on those diagnostics. Mm. So really, it pays, like when you think about it, those plans I just mentioned, they're about an extra €200 per adult. Mm. But you're going to get 50% back, up to maybe €1,000 on your routine expenses. So it actually pays to pay a little bit more. And one thing, Louise, I should have said, every rate I'm quoting is assuming the person is 25 or over. Mm-hmm. If any of your listeners are, let's just say, 18 to 25, mm-hmm. they'll get those plans for a fraction of the cost. For example, anybody who's aged 18 to 20, VHI has a corporate plan called, and there's a mouthful, Company Plan Plus Level 1.3. Okay. But that plan is €423 for an 18 to 20-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's a fraction. So you get these young adult rates. So that plan is Company Plan Plus Level 1.3. And by the way, if any parents are listening to this and they have their 18 to 20-year-old on a plan that's costing multiples of that, you can basically put the 18 to 20-year-old on that plan on their own.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever. You can split your cover.
Yeah, okay. Marie says, hi, Louise. The question is not for me, Marie. The question is for Dermot. I can't help you on this one. What is the best plan to take out that includes a family planning element?
Now, do you know what? Those plans that I just mentioned are very good in this respect, because they all have maternity cover. Now, here's one of the myths, right? So every plan on the market has maternity cover on it. So there's a piece of legislation there that basically says every plan that's launched must provide a minimum standard of cover. So there is minimum maternity cover on every plan. So that's why all the men listening are wondering, well, why do I have this? It has to be on the plan. So that's just one point to make. I would say to anybody who, let's just say, is planning a family, the three types of plans you should be looking at. So, for example, VHI, there's really good plans in around €1,170. Mm. So VHI have a plan called the PMI 4015, 4015. We already mentioned the Leia plan, which is the Inspire scheme. And Irish Life have a plan called 4D Health One. Now, each of those three plans are €1,170 for an adult, but they all include good maternity cover. And, you know, now one thing on this, Louise, for maternity, people don't realise that maternity is never fully covered by any health insurance plan. You get a contribution. Mm. And by the way, if you go public for maternity services, there is no fees whatsoever. Mm. But a lot of people, particularly on the first baby, they want to go privately. The way to look at your health insurance is you'll get roughly half back. So your total maternity cost could be anything from €5,000 to €8,000, depending on what way you engage with the consultant. You'll get roughly half back on your insurance. But those three plans are where I would suggest that that person starts.
What about fertility services? Are they covered by any insurance?
Yeah, what's happened now, years ago, they weren't covered at all. There was nothing. And then one of the good things with competition, there's now things on plans that were never there previously. So yes, there are limited benefits towards fertility services, fertility treatments on all the plans. But people now, Louise, need to be very careful with this. The insurance companies only give limited contributions. So they might give you, let's just say, towards IVF and other similar treatments, they might give you €1,000, no more than twice in a lifetime. Mm. But you have to go to specific clinics that they work with. You might have to be on the plan maybe a year or 2 years. Mm. So all I would say to anybody who, let's just say, who is interested in that type of treatment, once again, phone the insurance company up. Tell them exactly what type of treatment you think you need, where you may be going, who you might be attending. And they'll tell you exactly what the cover is and how long you have to wait. And then you can make an informed decision, well, whether it's worth joining or not. But there is now limited benefits for that and lots of other things. I mean, another thing which is, I suppose, is a positive as well, Louisa, that years ago when I was working in health insurance, unless you went to a psychiatrist, there was no cover really for mental health services. Yeah. But now we see benefits for clinical psychologists, let's just say, for psychotherapists. There's all kinds of helplines on the policies now for people who need access to therapists and counsellors. So, you know, if anybody who has health insurance is, let's just say, struggling in that respect, they should phone up their insurance company and mm-hmm. tell them, look, you know, I may need to see this type of specialist. What is available on my plan? Because there are lots of things on these plans now. Most people never read their documentation, and I don't blame them. Okay, yeah. It's never easy. So we always say to people, if you think you might need to get something done, don't go online. Don't go trying to dig it out of your policy. Just phone the insurance company, tell them everything. And in fairness to the insurance companies, if there's something on your policy that you can avail of, they'll tell you. So people should always engage with them.
And sure, look, you're paying them enough money. You might as well, they owe you a phone call at least.
Well, they do. They do.
Dermot, before I let you go, just very quickly, I just want to ask this because I think a lot of people will benefit from the answer. Is it handier to go along with the health insurance plan your work picks, says this person, or should you get your own?
Okay. Now, if your work is selecting a plan for you and they're paying it for you, well, I would literally grab that with both hands because, you know, look, it does mean you will pay benefit in kind on it, but it does mean that, let's just say, you're roughly about 65% better off. So if your employer is paying some of it or all of it, absolutely. Now, some companies will give you an allowance and they'll say, right there, we'll give you that. You go off and buy. So that's you now have to go and shop and, let's just say, you know, and buy whatever plan you want. Some companies, now be careful of this, some companies operate a salary deduction scheme. So they don't pay anything towards it. They just allow you to get it deducted through your salary. In most cases, you get nothing extra by going through those group schemes. So I would say to anybody, if your employer is picking a plan and paying for it, absolutely take it. But you know what you should do? You should phone the insurance company and get them to explain exactly what's covered and what's not covered on that plan. Because often you can upgrade to a higher plan and the employer will still pay their portion and you just pay the extra bit yourself.
Top it up.
Yeah, so, you know, you can top it up. Like, for example, a lot of people now, Louise, they want private rooms. They don't want to be sharing because semi-private means there could be four other people, you know, in the ward. So really, look, always check what's covered on your plan. And even the last thing I'd say in this, Louise, even if somebody is on a plan right now and they're happy with it, I would say to those people, before you renew, just phone up your insurance company and just all you have to say, listen, has anything changed on that plan or is it identical to what I had last year? Because otherwise you have to read through all the documentation and you'll miss it. Right? So basically get them to explain it to you. All the calls are recorded and it just saves you it saves you having to go and check through the documents to see has anything changed. And things do change each year. But look, otherwise, if you have cover in place, you know, hopefully you never have to use it, but at least you have cover there if the worst case scenario happens.
Well, I think the insurance company's phone lines are going to be very busy on Monday. Thank you so much for explaining things so clearly.
My pleasure.
For us. Dermot Good, health insurance expert at totalcover.ie, totalhealthcover.ie, excuse me. And I have been on that website. It's very helpful. There's loads of information on there. So I would really recommend, if you've got further questions, to go and check it out there, because I didn't get to all your questions today and I'm sorry about that. As I said, totalhealthcover.ie. Thank you again, Dermot Good.
My pleasure. Thanks, Louise.
Have a good one.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.